Welcome back, cleanliness enthusiasts, to another sparkling episode of Sparkle and Shine. I'm your host, Layla, and today we're diving into the slippery world of tile and grout cleaning mistakes. Buckle up, because we're about to get down and dirty with the top 8 blunders that could turn your bathroom into a horror show. But first, let me tell you about the great mop disaster of 2022. Picture this. It's Saturday morning, I've got my favorite playlist blasting, and I'm ready to make my kitchen floor shine like the top of the Chrysler Building. I grab my trusty mop, dunk it into a bucket full of soapy water, and go to town on those tiles. Little did I know, I was committing not one, not two, but 3 of the cardinal sins of tile cleaning, which we're about to discuss. The results? Well, let's just say my kitchen looked less sparkle and shine and more slip and slide. But enough about my embarrassing cleaning capers. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Mistake number 1, using too much water. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Layla, water is the essence of wetness, and wetness is the essence of cleaning. Well, hold your horses there, Zoolander. Too much H2O is a big no-no. Excess water can seep into your grout lines and cause significantly more harm than you would expect. It can lead to mold, mildew, and even structural damage if left untreated for too long. You want to avoid this by using just enough water to clean the surface and wringing out your mop or cloth thoroughly after every single stroke. This way, you'll ensure that your floor is damp but not soaking wet. Moving on to mistake number 2, using the wrong cleaning products. This is where things get a little Breaking Bad, minus the crime and plus the grime. Some of you might be thinking, the stronger the better, right? Wrong. Using harsh acidic cleaners on your tiles is like using a flamethrower to light a birthday candle. Sure, it'll get the job done, but at what cost? You might end up with discolored tiles that look like they've been through a chemical warfare training exercise. You'll want to stick to pH-neutral cleaners. You'll want to avoid using things like bleach or ammonia, which can generally be too harsh for some tiles. And you'll want to note that acidic cleaners can actually etch the surface of your tiles and cause permanent damage. Harsh chemicals can also strip the sealant from the grout and the tile, making both more porous and susceptible to staining. So what you're going to want to do is look for cleaning products that are specifically designed for tile and grout. You might even want to find a product that is specific for your tile and grout. Additionally, I'd caution when it comes to picking products that have green bottles or green labels. Just because the bottle is green does not necessarily mean it's safe or eco-friendly. Always check the labels and the ingredients in the products that you're using. All right, time for a quick quiz. What's worse than not cleaning at all? That's right, cleaning with a dirty mop. Using a dirty mop is like trying to get clean by rolling around in the mud. You're just spreading the love. And by love, I mean grime. We've all been there, though. The solution is to wash your mop regularly and replace the mop head or pad as needed. You might also want to consider using a disposable mop head or pad for a cleaner, more hygienic option. Additionally, as you're cleaning, you're going to want to replace the water in your mop bucket every 150 to 200 square feet. This way your water is fresh and you're keeping your floors clean too, rather than just pushing the grime around as you're mopping. Mistake number 4 is a classic case of good intentions gone wrong: scrubbing too hard. Some of you might be channeling your inner Hulk when it comes to cleaning, but remember, tiles are more Bruce Banner than Green Monster. Vigorous scrubbing can scratch your tiles and cause more damage than good. Scratched tiles can also become more susceptible to staining as you've removed that top protective layer from the tile. You want to use gentle circular motions with a soft bristled brush or a non-abrasive sponge. For stubborn stains, you can use a grout brush with stiff bristles. We even offer a V-shaped grout brush that has stiff bristles that reach inside those grout lines between the tiles and around those corners to really scrub up anything that needs to be removed. But in general, you'll want to rely less on elbow grease and more on marrying your product to your cleaning equipment. That way you'll get the best bang for your buck. All right, halftime break, folks. We're halfway through our list, and it's time for a quick story. So, I had a friend, Larry. Well, Larry once spilled a glass of red wine on his pristine white tiles. And instead of cleaning it up immediately, he thought, I'll get to it later. 2 weeks later, the stain was still there, and he'd finally decided to clean it up. Well, he got it mostly off of his porcelain tiles because they were sealed properly, but his grout lines, the beautiful white grout lines that looked like absolutely amazing next to that white tile, that set in deeper than his hairline, to be honest. He had bright red grout lines now, and that's just incredibly frustrating. And that brings us to mistake number 5, not treating stains immediately. Stains are like uninvited house guests. The longer you let them stay, the harder it is to get rid of them. So next time you spill something, get to it as quickly as you can. Stains, again, lead to discoloration and a less attractive appearance. So you'll want to blot up those spills immediately and treat stains promptly with the suitable cleaner. For tougher stains, you might need to use specialized stain removers. But as long as you make sure to get your grout sealed after every professional cleaning, you should be safe when it comes to picking up spills like that. Moving on to number 6, neglecting grout lines. Oh, grout lines, the unsung heroes of the tile world. They're like the backup singers of your floors, essential but often overlooked. Ignoring your grout is like flossing only your two front teeth. Sure, your smile looks great, but what's going on in the back? We don't want to talk about that. Well, the same goes for your floors. When you're cleaning your tile, make sure you hit those grout lines. Dirty grout, like I said, can make the entire floor look dirty and actually contribute to poor indoor air quality and even allow for the growth of mildew. You want to clean your grout lines regularly with a grout-specific cleaner, or if you really want to, with a homemade solution. You can also, as I mentioned previously, you'll want to have a grout sealer applied after every professional service in order to help protect your grout lines from stains and moisture. Lucky number 7, not maintaining a cleaning routine. This one's for all of you, I'll clean it when I feel like it, folks out there. Spoiler alert, you'll never feel like it. Establishing a regular cleaning schedule is essential. It sucks at first, but soon it becomes a habit, and before you know it, those clean floors are the pinnacle of your home. Everything is gleaming because you're taking care of it regularly. And, you know, regular maintenance generally means less elbow grease in the long run. So establish a cleaning schedule and stick to it. You might want to consider cleaning your tile and grout once a week or every other week. And then on top of that, you'll want to make sure you get professional tile and grout cleaning scheduled at least every 9 to 12 months, depending on the traffic in your home. This way, not only are you maintaining it between professional cleanings, but sometimes over time, things build up despite our best efforts, and the professional cleaning will bring you back to square one where it's nice and pristine. And finally, mistake number 8. I kind of already talked about this. Avoiding professional cleaning. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Layla, isn't this whole podcast about DIY cleaning? Well, yes, but even DIY divas need a little professional help sometimes. Think of professional cleaners as the superheroes of the cleaning world. They swoop in with their capes, well, maybe not capes, and their high-tech equipment to save your tiles from the villainous clutches of deep-seated grime. Plus, they can spot potential issues before they become full-blown disasters. So, for example, as they're cleaning your tile and grout lines, they notice cracks in your grout lines. Well, that's damage that you may not have noticed or known to do anything about. So they'll be able to help you identify issues and treat these problems before they become full-blown issues like water damage in your shower. Okay, and there you have it. The Great 8, the Oops Octet, the Blunder Bundle, whatever you want to call them. These are the tile and grout cleaning mistakes you need to avoid. But wait, before we wrap up, I talked to the folks at JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care about some of the ways that they handle some of these cleaning conundrums. So today, the first question you might be wondering is how does JP Carpet avoid the pitfalls that we've been discussing? Or, you know, not even just JP Carpet, how do professional carpet cleaning and tile and grout cleaning services avoid these things that we've talked about? Well, let me tell you, they've got more tricks up their sleeves than a magician at a birthday party. First off, let's talk about their water wisdom. Remember our first mistake, the Waterworld fiasco? Well, JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care uses state-of-the-art equipment that controls water usage with the precision of a Swiss watch. They're like the Goldilocks of cleaning. Not too much, not too little, just right. And not only that, their equipment sprays at high pressure steam and then immediately sucks it back up into their machine. So it's really not leaving any water to soak into the ground in the first place. And then when it comes to cleaning products, the pros don't mess around. They use specialized pH neutral cleaners that are tougher on grime and gentle on your tiles. And then JP Carpet Cleaning doesn't even use mops when it comes to cleaning. Their products are designed to blast away the dirt from your tile and grout without using any sort of household appliances. Now, they will use a mop to dry the floors at the end if there's a little bit of moisture left, but other than that, you likely won't see them using a mop for your tile and grout cleaning services. And let's not forget the scrubbing situation. The typical procedure is applying that pre-treatment solution or the pH neutral cleaners that they have and then scrubbing both by hand and by machine. I mentioned these V-shaped grout brushes. Well, that is the number one trick tool in their toolbox. The equipment does the hard work, so there's really no need for pressure for that elbow grease that could scratch your tiles. But here's where they really shine: consistency and expertise. They don't just clean, they assess. Each job starts with a thorough inspection, identifying trouble spots, and taking note of things that you have concerns over. And they don't stop there. At the end of your cleaning service, they'll give you tips on maintaining that professional clean between visits. And of course, they have the knowledge and the experience to appropriately and properly apply your tile and grout sealer. That way, you know that you're protected at least until their next service. And the best part, they do this all while tap dancing around the common mistakes we've discussed. It's like watching a ballet, graceful, precise, and leaving everything sparkling in its wake. Okay, so next time your tiles are looking more drab than fab, remember, the pros at JP Carpet Cleaning Expert Floor Care have got your back. They're not just avoiding mistakes, they're setting the gold standard in tile and grout cleaning. But wait, there's more. It's time for my favorite segment, the Grout of Doubt. I'm going to answer a couple of questions and try to clear up some of the confusion that comes with tile and grout cleaning. I know there's a lot of Google searches out there of like, what can I use for my tile? Well, I want to go ahead and open some of those questions and get you some answers. So first up, I've got this question that from a Miss Susie in Seattle. She says, "Dear Layla, I've heard vinegar is great for cleaning everything. Can I use it on my tiles?" I am so glad you asked. While vinegar is indeed a cleaning superhero in many situations, it's actually more of a supervillain when it comes to certain types of tile. So if you have natural stone tiles like marble, limestone, or travertine, do not use vinegar. Its acidic nature can etch and damage the delicate surface faster than you can say pickle juice. If you have marble counters, for example, you might notice if you spill even just some water, it'll etch into the marble. So again, you'll want to be very, very careful with what you used on. For ceramic or porcelain tiles, vinegar can be okay, but always, always, and we recommend this for every kind of solution, dilute it and test it in an inconspicuous area first. Remember, when in doubt, stick to pH neutral cleansers. That's your surefire bet in order to make sure your stuff is clean. You don't want to let your tiles get damaged simply because everyone uses vinegar, right? You don't want to cause any damages by trying to take a shortcut. Next up is from a gentleman in Texas. He says, "My grout lines are darker than my future. How often should I be cleaning them to keep them looking fresh?" Well, first off, that's a funny joke. But let's brighten up the grout and your future in one go. For high traffic areas like kitchen floors and shower tiles, aim to clean your grout lines once per week. For less frequented areas, once a month might even do the trick. But here's a pro tip, and I've mentioned it a few times already. Seal your grout lines after a deep clean. It's like putting a force field around them, repelling dirt and making future cleaning a breeze. This is something that you should always invest in after a professional cleaning. So that deep clean I mentioned, have them apply the tile and grout sealer. Ugh, sorry. And remember, consistency is key. It's better to clean a little often than to wait until your grout looks like it's been through an apocalypse. And last but not least, got a question from a lady in Miami. I'm terrified of damaging my tiles. Is it safe to use a steam mop? The caution is commendable, to be quite honest. Steam mops can be a bit of a double-edged sword in the world of tile cleaning. On one hand, they can provide a deep sanitizing clean without harsh chemicals. However, on the other hand, if not used correctly, they can lead to way more problems. Here's the deal. For porcelain or ceramic tiles, steam mops can be great when used sparingly. But for natural stone, vinyl, or laminate floors, steer clear. The heat and moisture can cause serious damage, and even with suitable tiles, overuse can weaken grout lines over time. So use your steam mop like you'd use hot sauce. A little goes a long way, and too much can leave you in tears. And there you have it, folks. Your burning questions answered with a splash of humor and a bucket full of wisdom. Remember, when it comes to tile and grout cleaning, knowledge is power, and now you're practically cleaning superheroes. That's all we have time for today on Sparkle and Shine. Remember, a clean home is a happy home, and happy homes don't have mold parties in the bathroom. Keep those questions coming in for our next Crowd of Doubt segment. Until next time, keep it clean, keep it sparkly, and keep it shining. This is Layla, signing off from Sparkle and Shine.